in our Christian community as brothers and sisters with Ash Wednesday. And this evening, I invite you to consider that we are taking the first step of a journey that culminates certainly with our celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus, but which continues on through the Easter season to the Feast of Pentecost. Ash Wednesday culminates in the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection and reaches its conclusion at the end of the Easter season at the Feast of Pentecost. And the reason I invite you into this picture, which you, if you have followed every year as I have through my whole life, is to perhaps suggest to you why it is that it is so important that we undertake these penitential acts through the Lenten season. Why do we give alms, give things up, or fast? Why do we make extra efforts at prayer? It's because we are preparing for something, just for example, as athletes do before a big match or before the season begins. We go into training. But for what? It is because we are making ourselves once again worthy, in the sense that only God can recognize, worthy to celebrate the great mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection in our life as a community. Worthy to receive the greatest gift that God has to give us, which we celebrate at Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if I could summarize for you what Lent is for in one word, it would be the word love. Lent is for love. We are being trained in how to love. And something we need training in, I know I do, because my love is imperfect. And many of you here this evening know me well enough to know that. You could also ask my wife or my kids. That wasn't supposed to be funny. In fact, we begin this journey from Lent through Easter and on to Pentecost with the mark of ashes, the fact that we are dust. On our own, we are nothing but dust. A mark of repentance, because we are all sinners. We need to repent. But it's so important that we understand that these penitential acts, that this time of repentance, is for the sake of something wonderful. Think then of those three kinds of things we do in Lent from the point of view of love. I would like you to especially consider this Lent, if you haven't already made up your mind, to put a special emphasis on prayer this Lent. And I will do the same myself. I would say I'll probably undertake more acts of prayer, more times of prayer than I otherwise do, but especially prayer as Jesus describes it. Because this gets into the heart of what we mean when we say love as Christians. What does he say? He says, whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The most difficult thing that I do and that you do is to pray. The Catechism of the Church describes prayer as a battle. Why should that be? It's because prayer is our only interior connection with God. And the evil one and our own fallen nature conspire against the most amazing thing in our lives, that is, our connection with God, to cut it off. So much so that we were reminded, I think especially St. John Paul, Pope John Paul, reminding us that when we pray, that is, when we say prayers, that we must do this in a spirit of prayer. It isn't complicated. It's just really, really hard, at least for me. And let me make it very simple for you in the simplest words I can think of, which is we need time, especially in the season of Lent, just to be with God, to do what Jesus said, perhaps even literally if you can. If you can find a place where you can close a door every day for a few minutes, and longer than a few minutes if it's possible, just to be with God. Just to let him love you. Let yourself bathe in his love. Soak in his love. And why this is so important is because this training for love, that is the season of Lent, asks us to do some difficult things, to make sacrifices, to give things up, to give to others, to take on extra acts of prayer. But if we're doing that on our own strength, we will fail because we are dust. If we allow God's love to animate and empower us, which can only happen if we pray, then everything we'll do will be in his love. And these are not just my individual thoughts that I'm sharing with you this evening. Because the night of the Last Supper, you know, Holy Thursday is when we celebrate that event, and you remember the washing of the feet. Well, shortly after that passage in chapter 13 of John's Gospel, Jesus gives what I like to call the impossible command. Do you know what that command is? This is what Lent leads up to. Holy Thursday is the end of the season of Lent. And the night of the Last Supper, chapter 13 of John's Gospel, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. I can at least try. But listen to this. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus is commanding us. It's a commandment. It's not an option. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment to love each other as Jesus loves each one of us. I like to think of that as the impossible commandment. But with God, nothing is impossible. And that's why we have this amazing and beautiful season of Lent. Whatever penitential acts you take on, and I encourage you to really challenge yourself this year, and I'll try to do the same. Remember that it's about love. In fact, St. Paul describes the Holy Spirit coming into us as God's love being poured into our hearts. Think of yourself as being prepared for that great feast of Pentecost, so that your heart is so ready, so open, so enlarged by God to receive the Holy Spirit whom he wants to pour into your heart. That's the point of what we are doing this evening. I just want to close with St. Paul's beautiful words, which talk about a kind of transformation that we are undergoing, both as individuals and as a community. He says, we are ambassadors for Christ. I would rephrase that a little bit. We are becoming ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. I think of the parish mission coming up. God is going to be appealing to people through you and me if we follow through what we're asked to here at Holy Family, reaching out to people who don't know him, being his ambassadors, and we can only be ambassadors if he is alive and his love is living in us. We are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. Lent is a kind of adventure. It's certainly a battle. It will be for me, and I think for you as well. And that's why we prepare. We prepare with this Eucharist, with the receiving of the ashes, which remind us of who we are. And I will quote again St. Paul, who says to us, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation.